I know you don't really travel much. Have you ever done Airbnb?
No, I want to. I don't have any time to go anywhere. And I'm really afraid of COVID, so not really traveling that much.
Well, I feel like now, the more I think about it, if I'm going to go anywhere, it should be somewhere that I can drive to, and I'm definitely going to do Airbnb because you get the whole house to yourself. Mm. I can't think of anything safer. You know, like you and your significant other, family, whatever, you stay at a house that you get the whole house. You know, there's a kitchen. You don't have to eat out.
I've been online to look at Airbnbs, and I'd rather do that than stay at a hotel.
Yeah, I think so. I've done lots of Airbnbs. I have a wedding coming up in May. I've already like sussed out where the Airbnb is, where I'm going to be staying. Like I found this gorgeous house, really cheaper than the hotel too, because it's the wedding is outside Nashville. Mm. Nashville is super expensive. I found a gorgeous Airbnb house that is right near this wedding, and it's like half the price of the hotel, and you get the whole house. So I'm very excited about that.
I know, but Nashville, you have to stay at the Vanderbilt Hotel. That's the greatest hotel, and they have the best pillows in the world.
I'm not made of money.
It's the greatest hotel with the greatest. You got to stay there just for the pillows.
All right. Well, one day, if I have enough money, I will take your advice. For now, I'm an Airbnb girl, and I like to stay at Airbnbs. I've done it plenty. Like, I've been staying at Airbnbs for years. Love them. Mm. I have noticed that once in a while you go to an Airbnb and there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of, they leave you a note, or sometimes like this one Airbnb I stayed at, the guy insisted on meeting me to hand me the key. You know, usually they leave the key somewhere. There's all different ways they can leave the key, all different places they can leave the key. But this guy insisted on meeting up with me and handing me the key, which I was cool with. Whatever. Fine. Mm-hmm. It's your house. But when I met with him, then he took me around the house and he was like, don't use this. Don't do that. This doesn't work. This does work. If you're going to, you know, like just walking around the entire house, showing me around and whatever. Mm. And it was a little awkward, I have to be honest. Like it was a little like, you know what? I'm literally just coming here to sleep and shower. I'm not using the sewing room. I won't be using your backyard. Like, but he just walked around and showed me everything. Mm. I think people are taking that to the next level. You get a lot of people that are very anxious about Airbnb being their houses, you know, and this one girl on TikTok, I thought it was hilarious. So she takes us into the Airbnb where she's staying, and she shows us that there are a lot of rules and a lot of notes. Like the second she walks in, there's a big giant sign that she's asked to actually hang on the door. I'll let her explain.
My most recent Airbnb host had a few controlling quirks. To start, before you even walk in, you get hit with a huge information guide on what to do. And yes, you have to take this off the door and make sure that you hang it here when you're in.
Okay, so pause. So on the thing that she's showing us, it just says basic things like no smoking, pull the door closed firmly. There are other notes, and she tells you in that note where other notes are that she wants you to go to. She explains where the light switches are. And then she tells you that there are quiet hours and these are the quiet hours. So that's all on this one big long sheet that she wants you to hang on the door so you can be reminded.
Next is the amount of information that's given just every moment after that.
Okay, so now she's showing us a book, literally a book that has pages of notes. But again, it's stuff like, here's the washer and dryer. It's a little quirky this way, use it that way. Here's where the soap is. The refrigerator is good, but on this side, I'm going to keep my soda. You can have one, but not two. Here's a freezer, and here's a freezer situation. Oh, like crazy. Literally going through every little inch of the house. Every but then it gets a little, if you think that's weird, it gets a little weirder.
In every part of the room. But my favorite of all of the information pieces is this one, where she draws a picture of the remote control and teaches you how to use each button.
A remote control. Like, who doesn't know how to use a remote control?
And then you get, if for room temp, adjust vent as needed. Use vent fan. Use summer only. This is crazy.
Use the storage bins. One of my top,
How to use storage bins.
She saw me using this cup instead of this cup and told me I'm using the wrong cup to drink my water. This cup, apparently, is to hold my toothbrush. Another good one. You weren't allowed to move the shower curtain from left to right. It had to be right to left. I hope I slept here correctly.
You have to open up the shower curtain left to right, or right to left, not left to right.
Yeah, exactly. And like, as you're leaving, make sure you flick the switches on and on 8 times, tap your head 6 times, and then open the door, close the door, open the door. Just do that an even amount of time. It's like, I understand, Airbnb host, you obviously have OCD. Mm-hmm. Maybe being an Airbnb host is not for you.
Maybe you should just keep your house to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, the whole idea is, you know, you get rated. It's like Uber. You know, if you're an asshole to a driver, they're giving you 1 star. You know what I mean? So, and if try and get an Uber on a crowded night and they see you have like 2 stars, they're not coming to pick you up. So, you know, I'm always really nice. I tip a lot. So you rate them and they rate you. So, you know, this Uber, this Airbnb host is getting a terrible rating.
So I can go on Airbnb after I stay there and rate them.
Yes.
And then they can do the same thing to me.
To you. Right.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, that's how it works. Know yeah. That. Yeah. You rate them, they rate you. But listen, I have learned, unless something is like really egregiously wrong, unless I was told it's a 2-bedroom and I go there and it's a shack, which has never happened, I always give a great rating because I want a great rating back.
Do you have to leave a review?
You don't have to, but you should. I always do. I leave a positive review and I make sure like I Venmo my money immediately. Like I want to get a good rating because I want to be able to stay anywhere I want. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you go to a city or a town or somewhere where there's like highly sought after houses, the Airbnb host is going with who has the highest rating.
Oh, so they can not rent it to you and rent it to somebody else because they have a better rating.
That's right. Yeah, they don't have to rent it to you. And you make sure you have several ratings. If they just see you've only stayed at Airbnb once, you did well once and you rated well once, that's not enough. The more you use the service and the better your numbers are. I know there's always, you know, there's assholes everywhere. Like I had this lovely Uber driver. The Uber was so clean. The guy was so nice. I was with my mom and he was giving us like water and he was like, do you want me to drop you both off? And we didn't even ask for that. We said, 1 stop is fine. He's like, I'll take you both home. Don't worry about it. I won't even charge you. Like he was so nice and we tipped him really well. I looked at his rating. He had 4.8. I'm like, has this guy not have a 5?
Well, I mean, maybe because he learned. Maybe the first couple of drives, he was a some bitch. So
no.
Maybe he got better over time.
Nope, that's not it at all. I think there's assholes everywhere. There's somebody that got in his Uber and was like, it's too clean. He's too nice. I didn't ask for water. You know, they just don't give high ratings. Who knows? Everybody experiences those assholes. But now in this, you know, like Airbnb, Uber, gig economy stuff, you have to really be nice to everybody and you have to give them good ratings. Otherwise, it'll have an effect like Grubhub everywhere. Like if you don't give good ratings, like we have a couple of restaurants that we order from all the time and we tip really well. And we have noticed that the delivery people get here fast. They get here first. So we may be ordering less than a family of like 6, but we tip well and we have a good rating. So they always, I can't get over how fast they get here sometimes. And we know they came to us first. It's so obvious.
The Vanderbilt in Nashville. on one side, on the right side, is a White Castle.
Oh, ooh.
And on the left side is Fuddruckers. And it's right in the middle.
Would you like to pay for my stay at the Vanderbilt? If you'd like to pay for my stay, I will be more than happy to stay there.
The pillows are out of this world. You have no idea. I wanted to steal the pillows, but I knew they were going to charge me. The pillows are amazing. Just letting you know, I would stay at the Vanderbilt. I always stay at the Vanderbilt. I don't stay anywhere else. It's the only place. And they're
actually they're pretty cheap right now. I could probably get a I'm not staying there now, but it's looks like it's $127 a night.
Yeah, and they have really good parking, and you could park. You don't have to park next to people, and then you could go to White Castle. It's the best of both worlds.
Oh, wait, that's not the Vanderbilt. Wait, hang on. I looked at the wrong.
Vanderbilt ain't $129.
Is it the Lowe's Vanderbilt the Hotel? Lowe's is Vanderbilt. That it?
Yeah.
Oh, these rooms are beautiful. You're right.
Oh, trust me.
Oh, no, you're actually, no. If I go through like Expedia, hotels.com, one of those, I can get it for $149 a night.
Yeah, definitely worth it. You should. All right. Know.
That's actually a lot less than I was expecting.